USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Detroit, where the parents of the alleged Oxford High School mass shooter were arrested in the wee hours of Saturday as police say James and Jennifer Crumbly were found in the basement of an industrial building in East Detroit. The Detroit Police Chief James White says they didn't break into the building. Somebody gave them some help.
No one else is in custody yet, but we are working an angle on one other person that may have been assisting them.
The Crumblies are now charged, though, with four counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the Tuesday shooting at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Their 15-year-old son, Ethan, accused of killing four students and wounding seven others with a gun his parents bought him on Black Friday. They disappeared when the charges against their son were announced, but again, they were arrested early today, and this is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The prosecution has rested its case in the trial for actor Jussie Smollett as two brothers testified in court this week that the former star of Empire told them to stage a phony hate crime against him while pretending to be Trump supporters. After 3 days of testimony, the prosecution rested its case last night. Smollett, who is black and gay, did claim he was attacked in Chicago in January of 2019 by two men who he said yelled racist and anti-gay remarks at him. The government's November jobs and employment report came out and left many disappointed as the economy was shown to have added fewer jobs than expected. Economists were expecting over 550,000 new positions. The number came in at about 210,000. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says,
"We certainly have work to do. There's no question about it. But I would say that, you know, we have to look at the whole picture, not just month-to-month snapshots."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
They're still chanting, build that wall in Texas, where they're doing it. Texas moving forward with privately built fencing along the Mexican border. As they say, most of the materials that are being used have actually been lying around since they were purchased during the Trump administration. Now, the Texas Military Department says they're being used as temporary infrastructure in the Rio Grande Valley. They're now approaching completion of about 6 miles of the fencing, with more land ready for construction. If you drive a Honda truck, listen up, you might be subject to recall. Here's our Wendy King with details.
A recall of Passport, Pilot, and Ridgeline vehicles over a problem with the hood that could cause it to open unexpectedly while driving. The 2019 Passport, 2016 through 19 Pilot, and 2017 through 2020 Ridgeline are all affected, but no accidents or injuries have been reported. Owners will be notified starting in mid-January to take their truck or SUV in for a fix so the hood won't open accidentally. Honda issued a statement saying that there was a gap between the closed hood of a vehicle and its upper grille, and it was too large for full contact. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.